This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Donald Trump will take oath as the 47th President of the United States of America today. The presidential oath will be held in the presence of United States Chief Justice John Roberts in Washington, D.C. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. IST. Mr. Trump will also deliver his inaugural address as part of the official transfer of power. J.D. Vance will be sworn in as U.S. Vice President. Several foreign leaders are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India at the ceremony. The 55th World Economic Forum, WEF, annual meeting will begin today at Davos in Switzerland. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. Indian delegation will be spearheaded by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. Today is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for the Delhi Assembly elections. A total of 719 candidates are in the fray for 70 seats. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 477 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month, and the counting will take place on the 8th of February. In Jammu and Kashmir, the first Council of Ministers meeting of Omar Abdullah-led government for this year will be held today at the Civil Secretariat, Jammu. Our correspondent reports that, chaired by Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, the meeting will deliberate on key issues related to the finance, health and education departments. Agenda items include the revision of dearness allowance for government employees and pensioners, implementation of a three-tier faculty structure in dental colleges, and environmental projects like conservation of rivers, Jhelum and Banganga. The 85th session of the prestigious All India Presiding Officers Conference, AIPOC, will begin today in Patna. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the two-day conference, which is being held in Bihar after an interval of 43 years. Presiding officers from different legislative bodies across the country, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, will discuss the theme. 75th anniversary of Constitution, contribution of Parliament and state legislative bodies in strengthening constitutional values. Governor of Bihar, Arif Mohammad Khan, will address the valedictory session of the conference tomorrow. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will also release the 8th edition of the book Practice and Procedure of Parliament. The movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed the Delhi NCR region, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 19 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by a few hours. These include the Nauchandi Express, the Ayodhya Express, the Garib Rath, the Goa Express, the Padmavat Express and the Gondwana Express. Passengers have been advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board their trains. In Bangladesh, the High Court is likely to hear the bail plea of Hindu monk Chinmoy Krishna Das today, after a sessions court in Chattogram rejected his plea on January 2nd. According to local news portals, his lawyer filed an application with the relevant section of the High Court yesterday seeking the bail. The first three hostages released from Hamas captivity in Gaza have arrived in Israel. Three Israeli women were finally freed yesterday after 471 days in captivity on the first day of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Emily Damari, a British Israeli, Doron Steinbreker, a veterinary nurse, and Romy Gonen had been abducted from the Nova Musical Festival by Hamas on October 7, 2023. Two-time Olympic medalist and star javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra announced his wedding yesterday to tennis player Himani Mor in an intimate ceremony. Sharing the joyous news on social media, Neeraj posted a heartfelt note expressing his excitement about starting a new chapter of life with his family. Alongside the note, he shared a series of pictures, including his life partner, to his fans. And that is the end of this news bulletin.